Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb for a Friday, closing out the week strong. And the good of the day is...
You know, it probably helps if I turn on my mic.
Well, that's okay, yeah.
It was kind of weird. All of a sudden, I'm just talking, and I don't hear me. No, the good of the day, there's video out of Tucson that really warmed my heart. It touched me.
All right.
And it'll probably touch you in the same way. I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime chance that he caught this on video. But he actually caught a coyote chasing a roadrunner.
No, really?
Yes. And it wasn't a fast race. It's not like, you know, what we see in the cartoons where the roadrunner's just speeding along. The roadrunner would run, stop. Coyote was just kind of jogging the entire time, just chasing after a roadrunner. Truth in advertising.
Absolutely.
No word on Acme boxes.
That's what I was curious about.
Yeah, I think, you know, coronavirus slowed shipping down a little bit. So Coyote's just on his own right now.
Yeah, did he get a rocket attached to his back or anything?
He's
like
gonna
that?
Have to, because I mean that, you know, he wasn't, even when he started to catch up to the roadrunner just moved right along speedily.
Yeah,
roadrunner was like, it was almost as if the roadrunner's toying with him, like, you're not gonna catch me.
Exactly.
Don't even bother.
You know what's always funny about that cartoon is that he had all this money to buy all of these products and you just couldn't go down to a local diner and get food.
Yeah,
no. Or maybe he just craved Roadrunner so much that he was just like, I'll spend all the money I got on these gadgets to actually eat Roadrunner.
I always looked at it was a personal vendetta.
Yeah, that's it. After a while,
it
you don't
became
give
personal.
Up.
It was like, you know what? I'm not eating anything until I have this Roadrunner, which, when you think about it, you saw how skinny the Roadrunner was. That's not even a snack.
That's right. It's not even. What would he do if he caught the Roadrunner? Would he braise him? Would he, you know, cook them and save some for later? I mean, what was he going to do with that roadrunner?
Make a hat out of his feathers?
Right, exactly. Beep, beep. That was great.
I still, to this day, I'll make my kids watch it from time to time and say, check this out, guys. Like, this, you wonder how great this cartoon is? You know exactly how everyone is feeling, and there are no words.
That's right, exactly.
It's just emotions. It's just amazing how they brought these characters to life.
The whole Looney Tunes hour on Saturday was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was so much fun.
On with the show, this is it.
You always look forward to it.
Da-na-na.
Although I wasn't a big fan of Porky Pig.
No.
Except for the ending. You know, ibbity-ibbity, that's all, folks.
That's right.
That's the only part of Porky I ever liked. When he was actually in a cartoon, I was like, okay, you know, speed us up.
Yeah, but that is fantastic. But thank you, Tucson.
It's just a coyote just casually chasing after a roadrunner.
By the way, in real life, if the two were to be in a race, who would win? Is a roadrunner faster than a coyote?
I think a roadrunner is faster than a coyote.
Like, we're just led to believe that in a cartoon, but in real life, is there a different dynamic at play that was missing in said Looney Tunes cartoon?
I mean, that is a good question. I don't know. I just have this feeling a roadrunner... I think they're. I don't know. I would assume they're faster.
I would too. But again,
I've never seen them in a race.
I'm only bringing cartoon dynamics into that thought process. I have no idea. If a coyote's like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding? I could be on the other end of the line where the roadrunner. You'd think the roadrunner's fast because his legs move quick. I'm bigger and way faster than that thing.
I'm gonna put it in the combine perspective. I think the cutting ability of the roadrunner is off the charts.
I think you're
right. And that's how they get away. In a straightaway dead heat, I don't know. Once the coyote does get going, there's a lot of momentum there. He might be faster than the roadrunner.
I got to think a coyote's faster. I got to think.
But it's the fact that
I'm not 100% sure.
It's the fact that a roadrunner can cut on a dime, runs routes better than any other bird out there,
turns around, can move the other direction.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. I like that.
Head fake.
Very good point.
You don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Now if we see a duck and a rabbit talking to a hunter, we'll have a real good video.
Like, well, then we know 2020 has really derailed.
Exactly. All right. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is poker champ Doug Polk
Doug Polk.
I want you to remember this name, Doug Polk.
All right, I'm writing it down.
Because I have a feeling maybe a month from now, we might be asking ourselves, where is Doug Polk?
Doug Polk, okay.
He is a poker champion. He lives in Vegas, and he has decided to recall the mayor of Las Vegas.
Oh, okay. So he's going after Carol Goodman. Is that her name?
Yeah. Carolyn.
Carolyn Goodman. Yeah. Wife of Oscar Goodman.
Right.
Who was once a mayor there, too.
Who was a mayor and just was a mayor, a long-time mayor.
Yeah, it was
and
very
the only
long time,
reason
yeah.
why he could not be mayor anymore is because they actually have term limits for mayor in Vegas.
Yes,
or else he would probably still be the mayor
and
of
mafia
Vegas.
Attorney.
Allegedly,
no, he was the mafia attorney.
Allegedly, well, that's why I'm saying, you know, a month from now, maybe 2 months from now, we might be asking where is Doug Polk?
Probably
because he has he's spearheaded a petition and has actually successfully spearheaded a petition to recall the mayor based on her. Based on who she is and, you know, what she did with that interview with Anderson Cooper.
That interview with Anderson Cooper, yeah.
I mean, that alone probably won't win her reelection bids, but she will most likely be reelected because of her ties with Vegas.
Okay, so here's the thing. So his contention to is he going up against her in an election or is he trying to get removed from office?
No, they have a situation where, much like they did with California a few years back, where if you get enough people to sign the petition, he only needed 25% of the people who voted.
Oh,
and he
gotcha.
Got that. And he got enough signatures. It was 25% of the people, I guess, who had voted for her. I was kind of confused on that.
How do they know that?
Oh, no. Just people who voted in that election, in the 2019 election.
Okay, so it doesn't matter who you voted for.
Yeah, it didn't matter who you voted for. 25%, which was approximately 6,745 signatures of the nearly 27,000 people who voted.
Okay, so then you get those signatures and you can...
And then you put it into... then you go through the recall process.
Gotcha, okay.
It still has to be approved and, you know, finalized, but he's gotten it going.
Okay, All right, put her aside for a second. That seems like a massive annoyance for a public official because you could probably always get 25% of the voting public to vote against a candidate.
That happened in California, and that's what led to Arnold Schwarzenegger becoming governor.
Oh,
I'm trying to remember. Okay. I can't remember who the governor was. I want to say it was like Gray Davis or something like that. And he won his election, but no one liked him. So the state recalled the vote and pretty much ousted him. And that set up the special election where we had like 180 people running for governor.
Got it. Okay.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger came out on top ahead of porn stars and Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman, Ray. That's right. I remember that.
Yeah.
So Doug Polk is the guy we got to pay attention to.
Doug Polk. That's the name you got to keep listening to because he literally is taking on the mob.
Good for him.
Because if one thing you got from that Anderson Cooper interview that she did, she really wanted to get those casino owners some money.
Yeah, she did. She really...
And that she was definitely feeling the pressure from them to reopen.
Interesting. Very interesting. Doug Polk. I'm going to remember that.
Yeah.
All right. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, which, you know, either one, I struggled this week or today. I couldn't define whether Doug Polk was bad or dumb. I'm assuming it's going to be bad because I think Doug Polk might be a missing person of interest down the road. But this dumb could also have been bad. The winner of the Tom Brady All-In Challenge.
Yes.
Who spent nearly $800,000.
Yep.
Is a 25-year-old.
Ah, that's right.
Who made his money playing with puppets on YouTube.
Yeah, I saw this. This makes me feel like crap.
Yeah.
Every time I see a story like this.
That's why I put it in the dumb because I don't understand it.
He reportedly was making up to $1 million a month.
$1 million a month.
Off of his YouTube channel.
Which literally is him doing... I haven't watched the show. I haven't brought myself to watch it, one of his YouTube shows yet because principal.
Yeah.
Really. And he literally is playing with puppets. And
it's
like doing,
mind-boggling.
Like, doing shows with puppets. And I guess they're funny.
But funny enough to make that kind of cash.
$1 million a month. How I was talking to my wife about this yesterday, and I said, I don't get it.
I don't either. I don't understand.
Like, you know, you have a good product and you advertise, you know, or advertisers want to be with you, but I don't understand where it gets to the point where it's $1 million a month.
That's where
the disconnect is.
I was looking up YouTube, I was trying to remember a scene from one of the Harry Potter movies. I was talking to my son, and I was like, I went to see if I could find the clip of the movie.
Okay. Yeah.
So I found the clip of the movie, but you know how when you put in something in the search engine, it gives you a whole bunch of videos that you can look at. Yeah. It says, oh, you want this, but here's like, it's, we got basically a search feature. So there was one video that talked about some issue in the Harry Potter movie that was explained. Right. So I was like, oh, what the heck? I'll click on, you know, that always troubled me about, I clicked it. The kid who does it has 1 million subscribers, and the video I was watching had 10 million views. And I thought, how do you get that?
Yeah.
How does that happen? How, like, I understand the concept of the internet, and I understand things going viral, but that is a great television program.
And
that one video he put out got more views than some network television shows that have been on television. And I'm like, that's incredible.
And then you translate that where the disconnect to me, because I get viral videos. I get that as well. Like if something is entertaining, people just start sharing it.
Sure.
You know, you tell your friend and then they tell two friends and then so on and so on and so on. Before you know it, you got a big hit on your hands. Where the disconnect for me is, and this is the dumb of the day, is you and I.
Right, I know.
I don't understand how 10 million views translates to millions of dollars.
Yeah, I don't know how the economics work, but it's insane when I keep seeing this YouTube star was making like 25 grand, 25 million a year, right? On again, because he played, you know, he plays Sonic the Hedgehog.
Right.
Like, I played Sonic the Hedgehog. Like, if I had just attached my what was the system? Sega Genesis to a video machine, I could have made.
You could have watched me play video games.
70 grand a week.
And let's be honest, the worst part about video games was watching one of your friends play.
I couldn't stand it as a kid. Can you imagine? Can you imagine sitting around your Atari 2600 or your Intellivision or your Nintendo back
whatever
in the day with your buddies and saying, guys, us watching Joey play Pitfall is going to be worth millions of dollars 40 years from now.
No way.
Impossible.
Used to annoy me because I would sit there and look at him and go, oh, just let me do it.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're doing. And I can do it better.
My brother used to unplug the thing when I wouldn't give him the controller. I wouldn't give him, like, he'd be like, it's my turn. I'm going, no, I got another game. I got another game because I didn't. He would just go over to the thing and he'd just unplug the unit. He's like, then give me the controller. Like that, I mean, he could, yeah, but now watching other people play is a $1 million enterprise.
Yeah.
What world am I living in?
There are people putting out
great art, great script writing, acting, right? I mean, put costume design, set locations, craft services, and a kid playing Super Mario Brothers is making $1 million a month. Unreal.
Playing with puppets
is making $1 million a month.
Like that kid Ryan. I don't know his last name. Ryan's World.
Yeah, the toy kid, reviewer.
Who's making the most? He's making $28 million a year.
His parents are like Johnny Depp and Blow. It's like the boxes go in here. Like the is that $2 million? That goes in the bathroom. Oh yeah, this. Let me feel this weight of the cash. This is about $1.5 million. Let's put that in the bedroom. We're gonna need a bigger apartment. Right. I know. It's amazing. It's amazing. I can't take it. But that's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Friday wake-up call.